You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Are you ready to play?
Boys against the goals.
With Dom and Jeremy!
I think we're ready to go. Let's meet Jessica, who says she's been trying to play this game. Look at you. You finally got through today.
Today's your day.
I had to belt you guys.
Yeah, she sweet talked us. She's like, please, I've tried like four or five times. Please. Okay.
I can't even see the name Jessica without thinking about somebody that I worked with years ago on this show. Had an exchange student from Sweden named Jessica, but she pronounced it Jessica. So now every time I see that name in my head, I say Jessica. So that's going to be you today, okay?
I'll be Jessica this morning.
Good for you.
What do you do for a living, Jess?
I think I have an advantage here because I work in an all male industry. So I work in construction. So we'll see if that helps me out at all.
It might. I'm scratching out all my construction questions right now, though. Good to know.
Yeah. She's got that tool belt going.
That's right.
Hey, well, listen, good luck to you today. The ladies have already lost the month, so there's no pressure on you, so you can just have fun, okay?
Perfect.
And you're going up against this guy named Shane. Hello, Shane. Welcome.
Hey, guys.
Good day, sir.
What do you do for a living?
I help people get their taxes filed and caught up.
Okay.
Does that mean you're a CPA or just an accountant?
Or just a guy?
Just help people out. The back of a van or what?
I'm on next door.
You guys ask a lot of questions, don't you?
Yes, we do. It's our job.
We pry. We pry a little.
Mm-hmm.
Working on my CPA. So
you're working on your CPA.
You're working on the CPA. Have you taken the test yet?
No, I have not.
Okay. Because that test is really a bear. I mean, that's not an easy test, is it?
It's what I hear.
What if you fail it, Shane? Then what?
Well, the world will come to an end, I guess.
What's the backup plan, buddy?
Well, you can take it again.
Well, you know what? He says he's doing taxes for people now, and he's not a CPA. I guess he can continue to do it.
Can't charge as much,
right?
Well, like I said, I'm helping people get their taxes caught up. I'm not actually doing the taxes.
You're helping them get caught up. You're giving them a phone call and being like, hey, you got to get on those taxes. And then click, hang up.
Kind of, yeah.
All right.
Are you taking their returns to the post office for them? I mean, is that what you're doing?
That's people who are like behind on their taxes and they want to get caught up, you know.
Yeah. You call them and say, hey, get caught up. Hurry up.
You call them up and you go, what's wrong with you?
Why are you so lazy? Click.
See? We're still asking questions, Shane. That's what we do on this show.
I still want to know your backup plan, buddy.
I'll keep you guys posted.
All right. Thank you.
I bet we'll never hear from him again.
Ever.
As long as we live. This is our first and last call from Shane. I am going to ask Shane more questions. You better be ready, buddy. You say we ask a lot of questions. I'm about to ask you some in Boys Against the Girls. Jeremy will ask Jessica some questions that guys are more likely to know. Best out of three will win and get the prize today off to Red Robin. Yum. If we're tied after three, we go to sudden death overtime. And we alternate who goes first. Today it's the ladies. Jeremy, she's up.
Jessica, are you a sports fan? Do you like sports?
No, I do not.
Good. Here's your question.
Here we go. Awesome.
I need to know, have you heard of Von Miller? He plays for your Denver Broncos?
I have heard of him.
What's his jersey number?
Oh, man.
Take a guess. Hurry.
50.
Whoa. What did you say? Because it went before the buzzer.
I said 58.
15? No. It's 58.
No, I said 58.
I thought she said 58. Right.
Did she say 58?
I thought she said 58. Yeah. Was it before the buzzer?
Josh just gave me a thumbs up.
I think she got it.
I think you got it
buzzer,
then.
So
58. That's right. Well,
are you
done.
Telling me you just guessed between 1 and 100? You guessed the right number?
You're a liar.
I don't believe you.
You better not be getting any help.
You know, I didn't believe that Shane was a...
She's in her car alone.
I didn't believe that Shane, you know, was a CPA, and I don't believe that you just guessed 58, so...
I got laughing so hard.
Well, we got to give it to you.
Hey,
we
look,
can't prove
you got a
there.
Point. Yeah. You got it. Mr. Shane, the hit show on Netflix called Outer Banks takes place in what U.S. state?
I'll guess.
Take a guess.
Florida.
Did you say Florida? Now, the Outer Banks are in North Carolina. It's kind of a popular tourist spot, going to the Outer Banks.
Darn it.
It's a teen drama, Jeremy.
Oh, I love teen dramas.
Back to Jessica.
Jess, what's the name of the newest James Bond movie that's coming out in October? What's the full title of it?
No clue on that, actually.
Take a guess. Say 58.
James Bond 58.
007.
58 Ways to Die. It's called James Bond, No Time to Die.
No Time to Die.
Do, do, do.
No clue.
Yeah.
Daniel Craig's last go-round as
James Bond. So he says.
He's starting
he
to get
said
up
that
there
like the
age.
Last three times.
Well, you know what? His whole thing was that he, you know, he's another one of those James Bond actors who kind of badmouths the role after he's had it for a while and made gazillions of dollars
at
it.
Right, and then they flash his paycheck and he's like, yeah, I'll do it again.
Yeah, and
I'd
so
love
he came
to.
Back.
I'd love to do it again.
They offered him a lot of money.
Yeah.
Shane, what is the name of the princess in Disney's Princess and the Frog? Princess what?
I don't know. Petunia?
Oh, I like that guess. It's Tiana. The Princess and the Frog. Tiana. I feel like we hit a lull on this.
A little bit. Kind of dipped down, didn't it?
Competition. Yep, we gotta get things back up again.
We're just cruising along now, aren't we?
If Jessica gets this, she wins the game. If she misses it, Shane will have a chance to tie it up.
Oh, snap. Gosh, I feel like this one's a little hard, but it's an iconic show. There was some celebrity news out last week that one of the hosts of American Pickers, the TV show, is leaving the show after 11 years. Can you name the two hosts of that show?
That's impossible.
Dude, it's been on for, there's like 500
dude,
episodes.
Did you call me dude?
Dude, you said Von Miller was impossible too, and she got it. What are the two hosts of the American Pickers TV show?
I only know one.
Well, say one.
You better hurry.
Mike Wolf.
Right.
Mike Wolf, but I don't know the other one.
The little bearded man, Frank. Frank Fritz, he's leaving the show.
Frank Fritz.
Mike and Frank, the two hosts.
Why didn't you just make her name one of them?
No, I wanted to do two. You just named an impossible Disney movie. Nobody's
the
seen Princess
The Princess
and
the
Frog?
Frog.
Eight people have seen that.
Thank you, Jeremy.
I don't think
so. You're right, huh, Shane? Are we right?
Yeah. I don't think so.
Nobody's seen that movie ever.
Oh, my God. All right.
These are the worst questions ever.
I don't know
These
about
are
this
hard.
Game. And the thing is, I like our contestants. I like the contestants.
I like one of them.
You're not going to say
I'm
which
not going
to
say which one.
And I like the other one. And I won't say which one.
Yep.
Jeremy likes right, one of you, and I like the other one, okay?
Yeah.
Get Shane this question so he can get it wrong, and I can answer another question.
Oh, trash talking.
Well, you don't need... If he gets it wrong, the game is over, and you
Give
win.
Give him another impossible movie question, Dom. Come on.
Yeah, impossible questions.
All right. Who was the key grip on the movie Titanic?
Come on, Shane.
No, that's not your question. No, I'm kidding. You ever heard of the TV show The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel?
I've heard of it, yes.
No,
what profession does the marvelous Mrs. Maisel pursue? What profession is she trying to pursue? Take a guess.
OBGYN.
Good guess.
No.
Was that an impossible question, Jeremy? Did that pass your test?
Like, men, yes.
Well, it's hard for men because it's a chick show.
It's a good show.
I know.
But like the total opposite of that. What is she being? She's a stand-up comic.
She wants to be a comedian.
Damn.
If your OBGYN is a comedian, I don't know if that's a little bit disconcerting for a woman or what.
Right.
If he's up under there telling jokes.
He's got a microphone in one hand.
Talk about multitasking.
Yeah.
You know what? The game is
over! What a dumb game, huh, guys?
That was a pretty dumb game today.
This was highlight of my day.
Well, I mean, we can't do any better than that. I'm happy to hear that. Shane, you must take a little bit of medicine. Are you ready for it?
Yep.
Here we go.
Girls rule.
Yeah,
you today, my friend.
Right. Okay, buddy.
Shane, good luck with that CPA. Will you call us back when you pass that test, please?
I can.
Okay, thank you for listening, and have a great day.
Congratulations, Jessica.
Bye, Shane.
He's a good guy. Bye-bye.
Shane made it funny.
He did. He's the funny CPA. He's the comedian of... He's the Mrs. Maisel of tax preparers.
Guess what? You owe.
Oh, wow.
So you really have tried multiple times to get through and play, Jessica. Is that right?
I have. Each time I've gotten the, we already got another girl. And then so the last time I was like, oh, my God, this has been like... The third time, and Josh was like, well, next time you call, just tell us that, you called.
Well, probably we don't let you play because your phone
is
so
really
bad.
Getting bad.
So I'm going to put you on hold, and Josh will tell you about your prize, okay?
Hold on, Jess.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
We love you.
Ah, that's good. Good stuff.
I'm glad she won.
Me too.